Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And it's very important for you to understand we have no politics. We have no traditions of men. We have no teachings of men. We believe the Bible literally. Therefore, you can call us scripturalists. And what you need to understand is this. Do not believe the ministers and pastors of Christianity out in the world, because they are the ones who are the problem for what is happening to the world today. We have a new booklet, Why Christianity Has Failed in America. And it's because they go against the Word of God. Protestants say Jesus did away with the law, or Paul did away with the law. Lie. Catholics say we don't even need the Bible. If you read the Bible, you really need a priest there to interpret it for you, because otherwise you might go insane like Martin Luther did. None of those things are true. The Bible tells us the Word of God is truth. The God who created everything is the God of truth, who cannot lie. Who are you going to believe? God and His Word, and we will see. It should be taken literally. Now, someone's going to say, yeah, but there are things that are in similes and parables, and there are prophecies that are hard to understand. That is true. But once you understand them, it reveals literal things that will take place or have taken place, because God is the author of history. He existed before the creation of the heavens and the earth. And He has sent His Word, His truth, to this world, so they would understand His way. But men, under the influence of Satan the devil, and men having carnal minds where they are enemies against God, and not subject to the law of God, and neither indeed can be, substitute the teachings of God with their own traditions. Now, when we went through the first four commandments, we saw that. They do it in many, many other ways. So this presents a lot of confusion to people. And remember, God is not the author of confusion. And remember a very, very important point. No man can tell God what to do. No man can do away with the laws of God. No man can tell you, you don't need to read the Old Testament when Paul wrote that it is for our instruction, and we're going to see that today. The problem with reading the Bible and understanding the Bible, number one, you don't start with the difficult things. You start with the simple, easy-to-understand things. That's why we began with the Ten Commandments. You do not take any teachings of men and add it to the Bible. And men have done that because they don't like the Word of God. They don't like it when God says, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you worship. Because men with carnal minds hold their opinions, especially in this end time, but it has been all the way through history, as better than God's. How can that be? It is not so. God's word stands. We're all going to be judged by it continually every day now and at the final judgment. Let's back up to today. Do you have a Bible in your house? Have you read it? When was the last time you studied it? Well, let's look at some scriptures today. And it's like Zig Ziglar used to say, it's not the difficult scriptures that people object to, but it's the simple ones which commands them what they should do. So let's come back here to Exodus 20 again, and we will look at the simple commandments of God. Were any of them hard to understand that we covered in the segment before this one? No, they're all easy to understand. Nothing difficult about it. And God has given us his word that is easy to understand. So let's come back here to Exodus 20, and let's read the fifth commandment. And the fifth commandment is a very important one, because parents to their children, from birth until adulthood, represent the authority of God in their lives. And if you break that commandment, you break your own life. If you sin against God that way, where will you end up? Now, we'll examine some of the results of it, because you see, for every commandment, there are many other instructions that go along with it to clarify the simple commandments of God. He did not make it complicated. Theologians have made it complicated. Psychiatrists who are godless make it complicated. Governments who reject God make it complicated. Now, this is why we have church at home, because it's not complicated, and you can learn in your home, and you can follow the word of God, and you can teach your children. And let me tell you, the greatest enemy of children today. Number one, single mothers. Children need a father. The authority figure, especially for teenage boys. Because women do not have the force of personality, with rare exception. And whenever you have a lot of teenage thuggery, delinquency, what do you have? Single mothers. That's like I walked through the checkout stand the other day in a supermarket. And here on the tabloid, it said, by one of these great movie stars, I'm going to have my baby and rear it alone. Really? If you don't do it God's way. And by the way, why did you get rid of the father? Now let's read it. Verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, because that's where you came from, and God created you in the womb of your mother after being impregnated by your father. It comes no other way. Yeah, but we have in vitro fertilization. Where did the contributions come from? A man and a woman. You can't get around that fact of creation of God. Why are you to honor them? Because the parents are supposed to educate themselves in the Word of God, to teach their children the way of God, so that when they grow up and become adults, they will be worth something. They will have ability. They will have intelligence. They will have comprehension. They will be able to work. The number two enemy of children is public schools. Here in America, they're run by godless communists entrenched with unions that you can't get rid of. And look at the thugs and the rebellion and the illicit sex that comes out of these schools because they refuse to read and apply the simple instructions of God. The third enemy are the friends and associates of your children, that they are around when you are not. And that is where most sin begins, in the youth's lives. How are you using the authority that God gave you to teach and train your children? Now let's read on. So that your days may be long upon the land. How many young people are killed today? Accidents, drugs, murder, suicide, sexually transmitted disease, diseases of all kinds. Why? Because they are sinning against their parents and their parents are sinning against God. So where does the cycle stop? In the home, by returning to God. And that's why we have church at home. And you need to have your children home school, so they don't have their minds filled with communist ideology in the public schools, have illicit sex education poured down their throats, so that by the time they come to puberty, they are sexually active. Oh, but we've got to have freedom of choice. Yes, indeed. The way to hell is paved with fun and games and sin, made to look attractive. Let's come to the book of Proverbs. Now, if you do not have our DVD special for youth concerning Proverbs, well, you can download it right on the home page. Now, it's very, very simple for you to do that. Now, we have a whole program, and this is designed to help the youth program the frontal cortex of their brains to be able to make decisions based upon the Word of God and facts. Schools will teach them emotion, fun and games, rebellion, and making decisions based upon feelings rather than facts. Now let's come to Proverbs 23:13. Let's see a very important, simple Proverbs. Now, the Proverbs with this program that we have does this. You take one chapter a day, every day of the month, and you go over them, and you talk about them. When the month is over, you go back and start again. And when that month is over, you go back and start that again. And we have seen the results of that, where a family of six children did that with all of their children growing up. Everyone is successful, employed, God-fearing and God-loving, and independent adults able to stand on their own two feet and make their own mature decisions. Now, is that not the goal that we should have for our children? Now let's read it. Proverbs 23, verse 13. Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him, now that doesn't mean beat him to death or near to death. That means spank him severely enough or her severely enough so that they understand that disobedience brings consequences. He will not die. You shall beat him with the rod and deliver his soul from the grave. Discipline. Children need discipline. I don't know if you saw it on the news. They had this school bus where teenage boys were beating up on another teenager. And so the bus driver, he called for help from the police because he couldn't manage them because they're not disciplined at home.
Bus fights aren't common in this district, but statewide, according to the most current data, fights in general happened more than 15,000 times at public schools during the 2010 and 11 school year.
A 2011 State Department of Education survey among high school students shows nearly 28% of them admitted to being in at least one physical fight during the previous 12 months, and 7% reported not going to school at all because they feared for their safety.
And so we have let run wild a generation of thugs and narcissistic jerks, male and female, that have no self-control at all because they were not corrected. Now let's come to another proverb, verse 11, Proverbs 20. Even a child is known by his own doings, whether his work is pure and whether it is right. Now, I remember when our son Stephen was about 2 years old, he was in a cart where we were shopping. He stood up, it fell over, and he smacked his head really hard. And it was very difficult for him for a long time. Now, I never will forget that. And one time I was in a supermarket here not too long ago, probably a year or two ago, and here was a mother trying to get her son to sit down in the shopping cart. Now, they have it where little children can sit down and put their legs through the leg slots in the supermarket basket. So she couldn't get him to do it. And she was almost beside herself because she didn't want her child falling down and hitting his head on the pavement of the floor. So I was coming by and I saw this, and I saw it from a little distance away before I got there. And I came up there and I said to the boy, I said, "Your mother said, sit down. Sit down." So the boy looked sheepishly and sat down. And his mother said, "Thank you." Now, was I wrong in doing that? No, because I showed love toward the little boy that he wouldn't hurt himself. And love toward her mother, that I helped assist her so she could manage him for that time in the supermarket. See, so this world has everything upside down. Let's look at another scripture here, okay? Proverbs 22 and verse 6. Train up a child. Now, train means to teach, to discipline, to show, to set the example. Is that hard to understand? No. What do we do today? We let them grow up by weeds. We turn them over to video programs, television, cell phones. Now they're finding that is a great source of rebellion. And they're finding that is a great source of reducing young people down to being almost like robots and automatons. where they sit there and ignore their parents while they do their texting at ages 11 and 12 and up.
Teens readily admitting they're practically addicted to their cell phones.
But where's your social interaction? You know, I mean, that scares me for this generation, too. Not having the FaceTime, not being out, not doing things with your friends that don't involve the devices.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, if they are not trained, what's going to happen to them? Look at the mass that we have today called the millennials. 13 million unemployed, and most of those unemployable because they have not trained their minds and they are undisciplined. We come down here to verse 15. And this is true of all children. That's why there needs to be discipline. And do not let your children rule over you, because we'll show you the results of that here in a little while. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. That's from God. That's the truth of God. And you look back in your childhood, as I look back in my childhood, and didn't we all do a lot of stupid, foolish things? Especially when we were out of the control and sight and presence of our parents. Isn't that true? Let's look at one more proverb. Proverb 29. And verse 15, the rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. And don't you know that when you have to run down to juvenile hall because your son or daughter has been arrested and they bring shame upon you and they did things that you knew they shouldn't do and they knew they shouldn't do. Now, let's see the end result of all of this. Let's see a prophecy of it here in Isaiah, the third chapter. And I want you to think about the children in school, the children you know, and especially the monster children you want to stay away from because their parents or parent did not teach or train them. Now, let's pick it up here beginning in verse 11, because this is important. Woe to the wicked, no age limit, for the evil doing of his hand will be given to him. Automatic. As for my people, children are their oppressors. So bad that some restaurants now refuse to have children come to eat in their establishment.
The kids behaving badly at Lorraine McDuff's Rainy Days Cafe in Lake Stevens, Washington, promptly got the boot.
I told her that she was going to have to leave, that we had just paid good money to have our carpets cleaned, and I didn't appreciate that her kid was stomping crumbs into the carpet.
Taking the whole mess to Facebook, writing, "A couple of ladies came in today, and this is the mess their children made."
I put it on Facebook for my regular customers who are always neat and tidy and ones who have very small children. And it's not fair to them to not be recognized for the good work they do.
Her post going viral, prompting a ferocious Facebook debate, including, "Rainy, you fail," and "Newsflash, you're in the industry to serve. Suck it up and serve and clean." Many also coming to McDuff's defense. "Yay for you. I'm a teacher who loves children, but some families have no behavior expectations for their children in restaurants."
Everybody's allowed to have their opinion, allowed to live their own life, and that's what we're trying to do.
And women rule over them, that is, over the people. How has that worked? in the United States of America and other countries where mother goes out to work full time. And furthermore, we have the society set up in such a way that both mother and father have to work just to provide shelter and food. How has that worked? Well, just look at the society. This is one of the reasons we have church at home, so that you can draw back from the world into your home, so that you can learn to understand the Word of God. Now, if you have youth or children, download the DVD that we have online or email us and we will send it to you and sit down every day with your children and go over one chapter of the book of Proverbs. Every day for a month, and then repeat it. When the year is over, start over again every month. And then teach your children. You can do that at home. They don't even allow the name of Jesus into schools anymore, let alone the Word of God. So honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you. And that will give some wisdom to the youth. Now be sure and download this new booklet, Why Christianity Has Failed in America. We just gave you one good reason. Because of rejecting the commandments of God, and that lies at the doorstep of the pulpits of the churches and cathedrals and temples and synagogues. Wherever people may live, they do not teach the Word of God the way that they should. Now also, if you don't have the book, Lord, What Should I Do? You download that, or you write in for it, we'll send it to you. That's why we have church at home, to help you understand about God and find Him and understand His Word so you can live by it. As Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So until next time, be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. And this is Fred Coulter saying thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, so long, everyone.